Oh, golly, God, what a day, what a day, what a day.
I'm not now.
Oh, golly.
Get in the house, and I don't want another word out of you. Now, really, you go on home, and you're about to play on this line, and you learn to behave yourself.
Oh, gosh, I thought at least there'd be some peace and quiet around here.
Now, you get in the other room and stop that sniffling. Now, I've had enough of this. Now, you just straighten out that face. I've had enough of this. You hear me, Susie?
What's the matter here, honey? What's the matter, huh?
Daddy.
Yes, he's Daddy, honey. Well, tell Daddy all about it. What is it?
Now, Albert, don't sympathize with her. Now, I've had enough trouble.
Yeah, and I've had a hard day at the office. What the heck's the matter? Susan, now be quiet. What's the matter here?
Oh, we've just had all sorts of trouble. Ever since you brought home that slide for Susie and put up the swing, our backyard is just a neighborhood playground.
Well, isn't that all right? They haven't hurt anything. Have the kids been getting in the garden?
No, no, they aren't hurting anything, I suppose. Oh, of course, they run through the garden every now and then, but we've got to expect that.
Well, there's no fuss about it. Children will be children. All right, now dry your tears, young lady. But go get Daddy his slippers, will you? I've had a hard day at the office, and I want some peace and quiet.
Oh, and they pulled over the lawn chairs, and I don't know what they were doing, playing tunnel, I think, and they broken the arm off one. That backyard is filled with kids all day long, and they simply cannot get along together. As for your daughter here, I don't know what we're going to do with her. She's getting so selfish.
Selfish?
Yes, she is, Albert. If some child is sitting in the swing, Susie goes right over, and she wants the swing. My swing, she says. Susie's swing.
Susie's swing.
Well, can't you be nice and generous and share your things?
Susie's slide.
Yeah, you see? Susie's slide is the same thing with a slide. You see how she is? If she's sitting in the swing and someone starts to play on the slide, she jumps up and goes over and insists on sliding down herself.
Yeah, well, that's not a nice girl, Susie. No. I said, it's not a nice girl. You've got to learn to share your things. You mustn't be selfish. Shame on you.
That is not true. You were sitting in the swing and Billy Kendall started to use the slide.
What'd she say?
Yes, that's true.
What'd she say?
Yeah, she's right about that. I saw the whole thing. She may have been selfish. That's why I'm scolding her. But just the same, he had no right, you know. Yes, I know.
Well, what's she talking about?
Billy Kendall pushed her off the slide.
He pushed her off the slide?
Yes.
Well,
it was only a few steps, dear, and she wasn't hurt. But he has been in our yard for weeks now, using the slide and the swing.
It seems to me when you picked up a nice place for kids to play, they ought to be able to get along.
I know. You'd think so. Well, just a minute. Hello?
Go bring Daddy the newspaper, will you? It's over there on the table.
Well, Mrs. Townsend, I saw the whole thing.
That's right, honey.
Well, I'm very sorry, but Cynthia is larger than the rest of the children. I saw no reason why she should just take over the slide.
That's a good girl. Thank you, honey.
Well, I don't know who kicked her. I didn't see that.
Oh, for Pete.
Well, Mrs. Townsend, my husband got this slide and this swing for our daughter, Susan. Yes, well, if the children around the neighborhood want to come and use it, that's perfectly all right. But after all, I have my housework to do, and I can't stay in the backyard every second and keep peace, you know.
Oh, the heck with that. Go get me some dinner, will you? My gosh, I work hard all day, and...
I don't know who kicked Cynthia. Well, if she bruises easily, maybe she ought to stay in her own yard then. Well, I'm very sorry, Mr. Well, Billy Kendall, Bobby Pemberton, Dickie Walker. I don't know, children come and go in the backyard, you know. I just can't keep... Well, I'm very sorry, Mrs. Townsend. I really am. Well, I'm afraid you'll just have to keep Cynthia at home then. Well, all right. Goodbye. Mrs. Townsend's going to find out who kicked little Cynthia if it's the last thing she does.
Somebody kick her?
Yes, one of the kids kicked her, I guess, she claims.
Yeah, it's a miracle somebody hasn't done it before.
Oh, honey. Cynthia'd be a very nice child if it weren't for that mother, who, of course, is bringing her up entirely wrong.
All right, let's forget about the whole thing. I've had a hard day.
Well, something has to be settled, Albert. Now, I'm not going through this every day.
Every day?
Well, it seems to me that those children are always quarreling over something.
Oh, well, honey, it's only natural.
Now, maybe so, but just try doing housework and keeping your mind on it when every 2 minutes you hear a scream and you go rushing outside to find that somebody's pinched so-and-so?
Well, the heck with it, now. I got enough noise and confusion at the office. I don't wander around here. And furthermore, I want some dinner.
Mrs. Walker came over. She said she thought I ought to have a better system for the children. I said, better system? Honestly, they send their children over here to play. I'm supposed to look after them, I guess. You think I was running a day school.
What are we having for dinner?
She said that little Dickie was supposed to have his turn going down the slide, and that Bobby Pemberton kept pushing him away. And she said that Bobby Pemberton went down the slide 6 times and wouldn't let anybody else. Of course, she comes over to complain to me just as I'm in the middle of waxing the linoleum. I didn't have time to talk to you, though. What are you doing, Susie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got a color book. Use the crayons on that. Don't scrawl Mommy's new magazine all up. Here, use your color book.
Color book.
Yes, use that, Nonald. Man came to fix the vacuum cleaner today. He said it needed some new part, which is
$9.
$9? That's what he said.
What kind of a part does it need?
I don't know what he called it. Anyhow, the vacuum cleaner needs it, he said. That's all the man said.
We just had the darn thing fixed a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I know. I told him
always
that.
Something. Mm. I don't know how we're ever going to save any money around here.
Oh, and Betty Lou Sibley was over playing for a while, and I heard the scream, and I rushed out, and her doll was broken. So, of course, Mrs. Sibley called and said she wasn't going to have Betty Lou playing with such a bunch of roughnecks. I said, well, she could keep Betty Lou at home then, that nobody was begging her to come over here.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, it just made me so good.
Oh, go get me some dinner. My gosh, I'm starving.
Well, wait till I get the phone. Disgusting. I don't know what we're going to have for dinner. I've had so much to do.
Cell phone!
Hello?
Yeah. Why can't you get along with your little playmates, huh? You heard me.
Well, I never said that at all, Mrs. Kendall. Well, I certainly didn't now.
Yeah, well, maybe you were a bad girl.
Yeah,
huh?
Susie, be quiet. Let's just be quiet. Mommy can't hear. Well, I did not. Well, Albert was sitting right here, and he heard me talk to Mrs. Townsend. Well, just a minute. Albert.
Susie, leave the newspaper alone.
Albert.
Susie.
Susie, call
it. Albert.
No, dear, you're not going to use the crayons on the newspaper before I even read it.
Albert!
What?
You heard me talk to Mrs. Townsend. Did I say to her that Billy Kendall was the one who kicked Cynthia?
I don't know.
Did you hear me say it?
No, I don't know.
This is Mrs. Kendall. She claims that Mrs. Townsend called her and said that I said that Billy Kendall was the one who kicked Cynthia. Well, I never said any such thing. Now,
well, why can't the kids play together and get along?
You didn't hear me say that, did you?
Say what?
That Billy kicked Cynthia.
No.
All right. Mrs. Kendall, Albert was sitting right here, and he just said now that he did not hear me say any such thing to Mrs. Kendall.
No, for Pete.
Well, I'm okay.
Yeah, give me that. Give that here. Give it here.
Well, dear.
Give me the phone.
Well.
Hello? Now, look, Mrs. Kendall, if Billy can't come up here and use this playground equipment that we have here in our backyard without causing all sorts of trouble, well, look, I don't know which youngster's causing the Well, Susie happens to be a good deal younger. Do that. Well, just do that.
What is the matter?
Huh.
What's the matter? What is he saying?
I'm going to talk to Kendall now.
Now, you know what a temper Mr. Kendall has here.
Just
you
let him raise his voice with me. Just let him.
Well, you know he will. He's always causing trouble in the neighborhood anyway.
Listen, I fixed this slide and swing for Susie, and
I know, dear, but just
Hello, Kendall? Didn't accuse your son of anything. Look, I simply Now, look, is that so? Is that so? Well, maybe Billy is a troublemaker. Yeah, and if he is, he probably takes after you. Just as my wife said just now, you're always causing trouble in this neighborhood yourself.
Why did you say that I said that? Now he's going to have it in for me.
All right, then, just keep your kid at home. Suits us fine, okay. Golly, that guy burns me up.
Mom,
what
cheaper?
All right, run along. Go outside. What did he say?
And stay in the yard. All right, and stay in the yard now.
What did he say?
Oh, just as nasty as he could be. I don't want Susie playing with that Kendall kid anyhow.
No, I don't know what to do.
Look, I got that swing and slide for Susie. She can use them, and the rest of the kids can stay in their own yard.
I know, but children do like to play together, and I hate to have Susie growing up like an outcast.
Outcast?
Well, if nobody plays with her, dear.
Oh, she'll have plenty of friends.
Just the same, it's lonely for a child to play by herself.
Well, if kids can't get along, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I swear, I just don't know.
Well,
every day.
I'll get it. I'm the head of the family here. I'm going to settle all this. Look, I'm not going to come home every night and not get some peace and quiet around here.
Well, I'll get dinner started. I don't know what we're going to have.
Hello?
I really don't.
Yes.
Honestly.
Oh, now look. There's going to be some.
Oh, that's right. I guess I got pork chops for tonight. I guess that's what I had. What's going on out here?
I did indeed.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Albert. Albert!
Yes?
You should see this. Albert! Albert!
Well, I don't know. I suppose it happens, Mr. Townsend.
Albert, dear.
What?
Albert, come out to the back door and look in the yard, dear.
I'm talking to Mr. Townsend now.
You should see the kids out in back. They're playing together and having a wonderful time and getting along beautifully.
Yeah, well, it's more than you can say about their parents. This is Cynthia's papa on the phone now.
Oh.
Says he's going to get to the bottom of who kicked his daughter.
Oh, honestly?
All right, Mr. Townsend, if you think you're a better playground director, come on over and do it.
Oh, Charlie, honestly, get the children settled and the parents
start. Psychology, my foot.